This is Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Welcome, everyone, to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be with you each week right here. This program, Positive Living, is about turning your problems into solutions, your obstacles into opportunities, and making your dreams come true. And today we have a specially pre-recorded program for you. It's my honor and great pleasure to have on the program Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd, on the Hallmark Channel. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you.
So nice to talk to you again. You know, I interviewed you when you had your two books, Remarkable Changes, Turning Life's Challenges into Opportunities.
Yes.
And which is what we talk about on this show every week.
All right.
And then the next book, Making Yourself at Home, Finding Your Style and Putting It All Together. Beautiful picture book.
Thank you.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Now, you know, you are truly a Renaissance woman. You're an acclaimed actor, painter, author, dancer with your recent appearances on Dancing with the Stars. You have your own skincare line, Natural Advantage, and now you've become a jewelry designer. And each of those things on their own is its own interview that we could do. But let's focus on the movie, and then we'll talk about your open-heart jewelry. Why did you choose this role of Dear Prudence?
You know what? I read a lot of scripts, and a lot of it's not terribly good. And I read this character, and I just thought I could have so much fun with her. And I just felt that she was very funny, very different, very positive. And I just, you know, I felt that we don't have anything like that on television, and maybe we needed it. You know, Hallmark Channel had great success showing Dr. Quinn. Oh. And, you know, so all those fans are constantly looking for more Dr. Quinns, which unfortunately they won't make. But I thought that Dear Prudence kind of fit the bill, although it was much more contemporary and, you know, a completely different kind of character.
Yes, and you play sort of a Prudence McCoy, kind of a humorous Martha Stewart-like personality, well known for her Prue Pointer's program of homespun remedies.
Yeah.
And they call it a whodunit of the heart. What do they mean?
Well, she's sort of like a Heloise person. You know, she knows how to tell everybody how to clean this, how to do this and that with, you know, with unusual things like olive oil or shaving cream or whatever. Mm. And in the movie, what happens is that she's exhausted, and so her boss tells her to go and take a week's rest in the mountains. And she's such an A-type personality, she doesn't know what to do in the mountains. And she discovers that the lady who runs this lodge where she's staying is a Native American lady whose son seems to have disappeared, and she's very concerned. And long story short, Prudence realizes that something bad has happened to this boy and tries to investigate it and tries to get the police to do something about it. Of course, they won't, and they kind of poo-poo all her ideas and thoughts. So she calls in her sidekick, Nigel, who is the guy that works with her on her TV show, a young boy in his early 20s, and says, you know, help me, we've got to find this murderer. And so she basically becomes a detective.
Yes, it's really a fun movie. And you have some other celebrities on with you as well.
Jamie. I mean, Jamie?
Yes.
Yes, he's in it.
Jamie Sheridan.
Jamie Sheridan, yes.
Yes. And it's an interesting movie. Now, what would you say, Jane, is the positive message for viewers in this movie?
Oh, well, first of all, the kid who's been murdered, we find out, you know, halfway through the show that he actually has been murdered, is a Native American kid, and what he's doing is he's trying to protect and expose a construction company that are going to develop a piece of land that actually is a spiritual site for the Native Americans in that area.
Mm.
And so he's trying to do it by talking about it in a newspaper, and they kill him for it.
Mm.
And so I suppose in some ways, it's really talking about the fact that this boy was trying to protect his heritage, and he'd had a lot of trouble when he'd been a kid, and he was a troubled youth, and, you know, he was trying to do something that would, be important in his life, and this was what he was trying to do.
Well, it's interesting because in Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, of course, there was so much of a theme of Native Americans, and I think I recognize the woman who was the mother. Wasn't she in Dr. Quinn also?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Tantu Cardinal. Actually, she's a great actress. She's been in a lot of major movies where they deal with Native Americans.
And that series was on for, was it 6 or 8 years?
I think it was officially called 6 years, but it was 180 hours.
It's the only series that I ever watched from start to finish, every single episode. It was absolutely my favorite series on television.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was wonderful, wonderful movie. So, now, speaking of the heart, you recently, because we're talking about this as kind of being the whodunit heart program, you recently created the Open Hearts, which is a jewelry design symbolizing giving and receiving with an open heart. What or who was your inspiration to create this, Jane?
Well, originally, I started out by doing, I was commissioned by American Heart Association and California Pistachios to come up with something about alerting women to heart health. And I came up with an image of a heart, and I didn't close it. It was left open. And I kept looking at it and thinking to myself, why did I do this? And I realized that my mother always taught me that when your heart was open, you could give and receive love. And if you closed your heart off, that you were not able to let love in, and you weren't allowed to let forgiveness out. And so that really basically in life, that if you live with an open heart, you basically live in the moment, and you can adjust to change and all those things that we've talked about before.
Yes.
And I just then randomly came up with this image of two open hearts that were connected, and I felt it was like a man and a woman, or, you know, anyone and anything that they loved, and you have a very strong connection, but the rest of the symbol was a heart, but it was left open. So it was about, you know, dealing with change in life.
Yeah.
Processing that change. And this is what I did. I had a diamond necklace made up from that image because I loved it so much. And my mom had had a stroke and was dying and couldn't speak anymore. And I was asked to do Dancing with the Stars, and I mentioned this over the phone to my mother. And out of her mouth came the only word she spoke. She went, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all in shock. And we said, Mom, you just said yes. She went, mm-hmm. And so I decided to do Dancing with the Stars. I wore this necklace, and the next thing I knew, it was kind of like my lucky symbol.
Yes.
And then randomly, I had a dinner one evening that ABC asked me to have with the people that I think some very important people, something to do with ABC and to do with the music awards. I had no idea who they were, and they turned out to be Kay Jewelers. And they said, you know, what is this, and what are you doing with this? And so I told them about it, and they said, we'd love to do something with this. And so I decided to do it uniquely with them.
Yes. Is this a tribute to your mother, Jane, in some
Absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely. A tribute to my mother and to all the millions of people that I come across who tell me these amazing open-heart stories. Because, I mean, I literally just now, I was just speaking with the director of the commercial that I'm going to do for Kay. He just was in my room just a moment or two ago. I was taking him around the house here for location scouting, and he just told me a story of his own about you know, how he's now become a full-time caretaker of his wife.
Mm.
And, you know, everywhere you go, you just don't know it. You know, there are so many people with extraordinary stories of how they suddenly realize that life is about living in the moment.
Mm. Yes.
And that by living with an open heart, you can not only cope with this, but you can receive, you know, blessings and love that
yes.
you never knew or imagined could happen.
You should put this in another book, Jane.
I have written the book, and it's coming out. It'll actually physically be available just before Christmas, but it's actually being marketed for Mother's Day and Valentine's next year.
Oh, wonderful.
But Running Press is going to do it. And actually, if you go to Amazon.com, you can actually order it now, a pre-order price. It was
okay.
A very special pre-order price.
Well, we'll have to do another interview just on that book.
Good.
Because that is wonderful. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and this is a specially pre-recorded program for you today, folks, so you won't be calling in right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. It is my honor and pleasure to have on the program Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. I've had her on the program before, and it's always such a great pleasure. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. Stay tuned. There's plenty more. We'll be right back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned.
The radio station where Lawrence Maroney and Dan York bruise the opposition. Rhode Island's new home for New England Patriots football. News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Today we have a specially pre-recorded program, so you won't be calling in, but you will really want to listen. My guest is, and it's a great honor and pleasure to have on the program, Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little more about Dear Prudence. What I thought was really fun about this whodunit was the way that she would take out her little oil when the wheelchair or the cart wasn't working, and she would grease it. I mean, she was really a fix-it lady in many ways.
Well, she's so A-type personality that she can't bear to see a problem that she doesn't fix. So she has a handbag that happens to have everything she could possibly need in it, everything from shaving foam to, you know, to olive oil, to whatever it is. And, you know, she sees something, she sees a stain, she hears a squeak, you know, whatever it is, she knows how to fix it. And she doesn't bother waiting for someone else to do it, she just does it.
Yeah, it was really fun. It reminded me a little bit of Angela Lansbury's series.
Yes, it is a little bit like that, Murder, She Wrote, but it's different. I'm obviously younger, and there's, you know, a love interest involved, and but yes, I mean, my goodness, I could only hope to be as successful as Angela Lansbury.
So in talking a little more about Prudence, we talked about the message. What would you like viewers to get from it when they walk away? After they've watched it, what would you kind of like them, what do you want to leave them with?
I think it's very uplifting and comedic and entertaining.
Yes.
And I think she's just a really fun character, but at the same time, she's pretty positive if you think about it. She's coming up for a job. She comes up with solutions for everyday women using everyday things, and she basically proves that, you know, when something is wrong and you know, there may be a crime has been committed and people don't listen, don't quit. Don't give up.
Well, and that's...
Be resourceful.
You know, that's your message, and I was going to ask you about that, because you've faced a lot in your own life. I mean, you've been through divorce more than once, a near-death experience, bankruptcy, death of your parents, and most recently your mother. How do you stay positive going through those difficult times, Jane?
I think when you've had your own near-death experience, it puts everything in perspective, and you realize how valuable life is, and that really the only thing you take with you is the love you've shared with someone else or something else, and the difference you may or may not have made in the world. And that's it. You don't take anything else with you, and it's very freeing, because then you realize that, you know, you're motivated to do things, to make a difference. I've just done a documentary called Running Dry that will also be coming out soon, which is all about the world's water crisis. And, you know, I try not to get political, here I'm dealing with something that matters globally to us.
Because
we can live without oil, but we can't live without water. So, you know, I just choose projects and choose things to do that I feel can communicate in a positive way with people. And, you know, rather than cursing about what we can't do and what's wrong and who's evil and who's done the terrible things, you know, acknowledge, yes, you know, life's tough and rough, but there are things we can do. And maybe it's a small thing you do for someone, and maybe by a series of small things you make a big difference.
Yeah. You know, one of the things you said in the first interview I did with you that always stayed with me was you had been divorced more than once, and you have stayed friendly with all of these previous husbands. And so many people don't. They become so angry. What's your advice there?
Well, I think, especially if you have children, I think it's really important to find some way that you can relate, because I think your children need to know that at one point you did love one another very much, and that's why you conceived them. And I think when you have loved somebody once in your life, I mean, however painful and hurtful they've been to you, you know, there is an element that you did care. I mean, you did love them at one point. You don't have to love them again, but you can find some way to at least discover some new form of camaraderie or friendship, if you can, or at least be able to be in the same place at the same time so that your kids, you know, are not tortured by it.
Yes, very good. Another thing that you dealt with recently was the loss of your mother, who was so close to your heart. I remembered reading about that, and it came at the time of Dancing with the Stars. What advice do you give, Jane, to folks who are dealing with loss of someone they've loved so much? I lost my mother this year also, but how do you deal with that when you've been that close?
Well, I think the really important thing is to spend as much time with them as you possibly can. You know, you just realize you don't have them forever. and realize that even when they can't talk to you and they can't speak and they can't move, that there's lots of wonderful things you can do for them. You can stroke them and kiss them and love them and, you know, bring flowers and talk to them and just hold them and hug them and let the children hold them and hug them. And, you know, just, you know, don't run away from that period, that time, you know, and realize that when people die, they actually stop feeling pain. Both emotionally and physically. And so it's a release. And it will happen to all of us at some point. But the important thing is to celebrate the moment you have with them then.
Yes.
In fact, when my in-laws were dying, when my father-in-law was dying, he'd written a book, Stacey Keach Sr., had written a book about his life and about his wife's life and about their life together and their children. And when he was lying in the last day that he was dying, and he was on the morphine drip, it was my idea. We started reading his book to him. And his wife was sitting there watching him die, and they'd been married for 60-something years, and they'd only ever known one another. And,
yes.
And we were laughing, and we were crying, and he was telling us things, you know. He said, yes, but do you remember this, and do you remember that? And we did it by reading out loud the book that he'd written about their life. And so we celebrated
beautiful.
His life and his love of his family as he was passing on. And I must admit that was one of the most moving things that I've ever experienced.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. Jane, we have a couple minutes to break. What would you say was the greatest lesson that your mother taught you? I know she was a concentration camp survivor.
Yes, my mother taught me that when life is tough, go out and do something to help someone else and don't expect anything in return. And what will happen is that your problems will subside.
What a great message. All right, we're going to take...
She also taught me one other thing, which I actually, as part of the open heart message with the jewelry, which is that you can only ever love someone else when you can love yourself.
What a great message.
And that's probably the biggest message she taught me.
What a great message. You can only love somebody else when you love yourself.
Yes.
Great message. My guest today is the Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman, Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Dear Prudence, which premieres this coming Saturday on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to a specially pre-recorded program of Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And the news is up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now back to Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now here's Patricia Raskin.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And you're listening to a specially pre-recorded program for you. You won't be calling in. We have an incredible guest. It's my honor and great pleasure to have on the program Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell us a little more about the movie. Something else we might want to know.
Well, actually, randomly, you won't believe it, but Prudence wears my open heart jewelry.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Because, yes, I think, you know, Prudence learned something during the course of the movie about her mother. Because Prudence didn't really know her mother very well, and she had a very difficult relationship with her mother, and that's part of the story, too, that's there. And I think also Prudence hasn't really found a good relationship yet. You know, she has lots to learn about things like that. And they're talking to me about making more Prudence movies, so this may not be the last.
Oh, that'll be terrific. Now, going back to the open heart jewelry, how can people learn more? I know you have a book that's attached to this that's coming out.
Well, actually, the thing they should do right now, and they can, is go to K Jewelers or kjewelry.com. And on the website, there's actually, in the left-hand corner, there's like a little DVD machine. You press play, and you can hear me speak about the open heart, where it came from, and you can see all the original paintings and and the inspiration behind it.
Okay.
But really what's exciting to me and why I did it with Kay rather than anyone else is that they're the number one jewelers in the world. They're the largest jewelers. And they were able to make the jewelry at a price that everyone can afford. And so we have pieces that start at $39, if you can believe it, in silver.
Mm,
and sterling
great.
Silver. And we also, of course, have yellow gold and white gold and diamonds. And it's just been wonderful working with them, because I suppose my dream was more that the message be sent forth, you know, as much as anything else.
Open heart.
Because, yes, because when your heart is open, it can never stay broken. That's what
yes,
I say.
Yes.
We
Beautiful.
Will all have to deal with having a broken heart at some point, whether it's disappointment in your work, in your life, in your health, in a friendship, in a loved one, whatever it is. Your heart is broken at some point. Mm-hmm. And if you can keep your heart open, you can let go of the negative and allow something new and beautiful to come in.
Beautifully said. Let's talk a little bit about Dancing with the Stars. I know there are so many folks out there listening today that want to hear about that, about your experience. It was exciting to watch you, Jane. You did such a beautiful job. You were so graceful.
Well, thank you. You know, I hear that from lots of people, and it's amazing how many people were watching that, because everywhere I go, people come up to me and tell me that they were voting and their mom was voting and everybody was voting. And I just want to thank everybody out there that's listening that voted for me, because I had the most spiritually and physically uplifting experience of my life was doing Dancing with the Stars.
And yet it was challenging. Didn't you have a physical condition that made it more difficult for you?
Yeah, like a L5-S1 discectomy. Yes, I have a fused spine, and I have a couple of other disc issues. And, you know, whereas I had been spending 3 days a week, you know, with appointments with physiotherapists, you know, trying to just be able to not have pain in normal life, I took upon this dancing, and what happened is I became so strong in my core that I have not had any problems with my back
since. Isn't that terrific?
So that was great. Plus, it just gave me a new lease on life. You know, while I was mourning the imminent losing of my mom,
yes.
and also kind of thinking about my career and just thinking, well, you know, I guess I'm not going to be doing things like Dr. Quinn or anything like that anymore, and probably just do a little part here, a little part there. It was just a different time, and I kind of just turned it over and thought, well, what I always loved as a little girl was to dance.
Yes,
and maybe I'll be able to dance just a little bit with this ballroom dancing. Maybe I'll be able to do it. And no idea, of course, that it was, you know, incredibly hard.
And isn't that what you wanted to do as a child? You wanted to be a dancer?
It was, yes. Yes, yes, and I think every little girl wants to be a dancer, either that or ride a horse. And, yes, I wanted to be a dancer, and I was injured. I had a knee injury when I was 16, and I never danced again.
But I remember also reading that this was very challenging physically, and you take those wonderful hot baths.
I did. Oh, my gosh. I fell in love with Epsom salts. Yes, Epsom salts are the miracle cure. I'm sure Prudence would agree. But definitely, I would just bathe myself in those. And, of course, I had those hot patches, those pepper patches that you can stick everywhere. I had patches stuck all over my back when I was dancing. And I somehow got away with it. In the end, I actually did strain the muscles in my ribs, which was really annoying, because that was the one thing I couldn't do anything about. So,
well, it was beautiful. It didn't show. Your dancing was just so graceful and beautiful. And, you know, and a real testament to as we grow older that we can keep moving on and do what we did.
You know what? I'm all about what I can do rather than what I can't do. And I'm discovering that lots of things I can do. And don't laugh, but I just tried boxing the other day.
Oh. Well, that was my next question for you, Jane, was what's next for Jane Seymour?
Well, I don't think I'm going to make a career out of boxing, but definitely not. But I tried it, and I had some lessons for my little 12-year-olds, and they totally loved it. And I found myself in a ring, you know, hitting and boxing with my 12-year-old. I thought, well, how much fun is this?
You know, and the real question is, how can you be an actor, a painter, an author, a dancer, your own skincare line, and a jewelry designer? How do you do it all, Jane?
Well, sometimes I'm juggling a couple of things at once. I mean, as soon as I finish with you today, I will be painting. I was painting earlier this morning and designing, and I'm just finishing up a book that I'm writing. And somehow I get it all done. And I know that I've got a number of movies and things I've been asked to do starting in the next few weeks, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm going to be very busy again. So I just try and pace myself, and when I have a moment in the studio, I get as much done as I can.
Tell us your message as we close this interview with you, which has been wonderful. I really appreciate you coming on the program. What's your message for our listeners today about staying positive and being enlightened? And what's your life's message?
I think my message is to keep your heart open, let go of the negative, literally open your heart to the possibilities you have today rather than worrying about tomorrow, and be ready for the gift, for the surprise.
Thank you so much, Jane, for coming on the program.
You're welcome.
My guest today has been Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. Don't forget to watch the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. And also go online to Kay Jeweler, and you can learn about Jane Seymour's Open Heart, Beautiful Jewelry, which talks about keeping an open heart and is a symbol of giving and receiving love. Folks, you're listening to a special pre-recorded program of Positive Living. There's more. Stay tuned. I'm Patricia Raskin right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We'll be right back.
The show where all Rhode Island mayors get their daily briefing. The Buddy CNC Show. Weekdays from 10 to 2 on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Well, I have a specially pre-recorded program for you today. You won't be calling in, but we have just been having a great time. We have just spoke with the Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman, Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Dear Prudence, which premieres this Saturday on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. And now we are going to bring onto the program Rob Gilmer, who is one of the executive producers and co-author of the script of Dear Prudence. Welcome, Rob.
Hi, Patricia. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
I'm so glad. Well, you've had quite experience. You've worked in the television industry for 30 years. You've been a staff writer and story editor and producer and everything.
Well, I was fortunate enough many years ago when I first came down to Los Angeles to get a chance to get to get started as a writer. And in our business, you often have to start right at the bottom rung of the ladder, mm-hmm. and work your way up. So I had the good fortune and the privilege to work, to be paid, and to learn from some of the real pros in the business. So it's been quite a ride for me for 30 years.
Tell us how you came up with this concept for Dear Prudence.
Well, along with my partner, Les Alexander, he and I have been in the business together developing and trying to tell and successfully selling TV shows for almost 20 years now. And oftentimes, the genesis of any story idea would begin in the most mundane of ways. Normally, Les and I sitting around my office or his staring at the ceiling trying to think of something that would greatly appeal to us and would give us a chance to tell the kind of stories that we wanted to tell. And one of the things that intrigued us about Dear Prudence and the character we created in Dear Prudence was we wanted to create a character, in this case a woman, who is talented, creative, smart, determined, and put her in a situation where she is the sort of the quintessential fish out of water, mm-hmm. But drawing on her own creativity and utilizing some aspects of her own life in this brand new milieu, she finds some success. But as always in the shows that we've done, our shows are driven by the characters themselves. We particularly like working with Jane in helping to develop and create the character Prudence, because she's not a young 20-something gal. She's a mature, sophisticated woman who's had a lot of work experience, been around the world. And she brings a wisdom and an intelligence to, mm-hmm. the show and to her own life, which is really, really fun to work with as a writer.
And it was a fun movie to watch. I got to see the screener, Rob, so that was great. What would you say is kind of the message of the movie? Is there a message for you?
Well, one of the things that really that I really like about the film is that on one level, in our business we call it the A story, there's a murder mystery, mm-hmm. Which is a murder mystery. But to me, more intriguing, more challenging, and more interesting as a writer is the sort of the subtextual B or C movies in our stories. And in this show, Prudence is clearly, though she's at the top of her game, extraordinarily successful. Think of Martha Stewart or someone like that, very, very successful TV show celebrity and columnist, who is still, even at her age, and despite her overwhelming success, struggling with finding some truth in her own heart about herself as a woman, and it's worked out in her exploring her mother's history and learning tremendous about her mother's emotional history that she never knew. And as a consequence of that knowledge of her mom, learning something about, something very important about herself as a woman, too.
Well, it was, again, it was a fun movie, and I think something that's light, and it's really a family movie, isn't it, Rob?
The whole movie is really about family, without giving away any of the details of the plot. The murder mystery revolves around a young man's death and his mother's grieving response to that, and then our character Prudence helping to solve the mystery. So it's on some level very much about a mother's love for her son,
mm-hmm.
and the tragedy of losing that son. And it's also about Prudence herself, as I said a moment ago, exploring her own relationship with her personal family background, particularly with her mom. So on many levels, it's about family, and I think that's what sort of informs the emotional integrity of the piece.
All right, my guest today is Rob Gilmer, who is one of the executive producers and the creator and co-author of the script for the wonderful Hallmark Channel mystery movie called Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel, starring Jane Seymour, who we have just interviewed before Rob. And Rob is now telling us more about the movie. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
The Talk Cartel of Southern New England, DePietro, Cianci, St. Pierre, York, and Allen. And only on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We have a specially pre-recorded program for you today. Today, we've been talking to Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Dear Prudence, which premieres this coming Saturday on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. And now we are talking to the executive producer, one of the producers of the movie, Dear Prudence, and the scriptwriter, the co-author and producer, as I said, Rob Gilmer. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Patricia.
Thanks for coming back. You know, we talked a little bit in the last segment about writing the script and what the script was about and why you did it and your vision. Talk about being an executive producer. What does that mean? Does that mean you're raising all the money? Does that mean you're running around and trying to find all the actors? What does it mean?
Well, in the television business, a producer is an executive producer who is a writer, has a slightly different job than you might hear in movies. We don't raise money. We spend other people's money, but hopefully spend it creatively and effectively. My job is to develop and write the script, and then I have the opportunity, the great opportunity, to be involved in every aspect of the production up to and including the making of the picture. So I'm involved in selecting the director. I'm involved in doing all the casting. I'm involved in the rehearsals. We spend a lot of time in what they call pre-production, which mm-hmm. is getting the script ready to be shot. So I have an opportunity to be creatively involved in the realization of the script from the very beginning to the end. And it's a tremendous amount of fun and a great challenge and a great opportunity because my vision, I can sort of protect and help to realize my vision fairly completely, unlike, unfortunately, writers in movies who don't get that opportunity very often. So I would say my input is creative, almost completely creative, to a certain extent financial, but creative from beginning to end.
Thank you so much for coming on the program, Rob.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks
yes,
so much.
Stay on the line. Folks, today we've had the great pleasure and honor to interview Renaissance woman Jane Seymour, who is an Emmy and Golden Globe winner. And she stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Dear Prudence, which premieres this Saturday on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. And we have just spent a few minutes also interviewing Rob Gilmer, who is one of the executive producers and the scriptwriter for Dear Prudence. Next week, we're going to discuss having radiant skin, a healthy body, and the importance of loving yourself with my guests, Dr. Noma Tay and Carolyn Paya, President and CFO of Skin Medicine USA, and their daughter, Viray Paya, who at the age of 25 is spa director of Spa Viray and running the operation. Remember to tune in each week for Positive Living, which is on Sundays from noon to 1, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Your friends and family in other parts of the country and other parts of the world can listen live online during that time. So if you're a fan of Positive Living, please tell them to tune in. My website is revised and updated. Take a look at that, RaskinResources.com. And you can write to me, Patricia@RaskinResources.com, and I will write you back. Remember, folks, as I say at the end of each show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next time for Positive Living, I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. The news is up next, and then Dina Dell. Talk to you next week.